needs and concerns of others. You see, the more you take your eyes off yourself and develop a genuine concern for fellow believers, the less your life will be plagued by pride. After all, pride has no place in the life of one who's a portrait of grace.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your homes, into the way of our Facebook. We thank God for this radio station that make it possible to come in today. Amen. We're so glad and so excited about what God is doing. This is another time, another year, another day, another minute, another second that God has blessed you. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, God still is able to see you through. We want to encourage your hearts. We want to let you know that God is still on the throne. Listen, share this, tag this, by the way, a Cypress audience, and let them know that Apostle Curtis Watkins is on the air. It's on the air. Something good is getting ready to happen to you. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace for a word of prayer, and we're coming right back. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, God, that we're able to come into the eye gates and the ear gates of your people. Even now, God, we ask you to bless them on the other side of this dial, on the other side of the Cypress audience. We thank you now, God, for the many blessings that you have stored upon them. We thank you now, God. We cause the sick to be healed, the weak to be strong, and the oppressed to be set free in the name of Jesus. And we claim the backsliders, and we reclaim souls to you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning once again to all of you. Thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady of our church, of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, Evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife, to our church mothers, our elders, amen, to our prophetess, and to all the evangelists, all those that make up the body of Christ at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. I am so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about what God is doing on your behalf. Listen, get ready. Get ready. Come on, we are getting ready for revival. I want you to get ready. Our guest speaker will be calling in, hopefully, before we go off the air. I want you to get ready. Get ready. What do you say, Apostle? Where is it going to be held at? Guess where it's going to be held at? 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. And who's going to be running the revival? Apostle, who's going to be? I'm so glad you asked me. Who's going to be running the revival? Who's coming in? One of our very own evangelist, Carissa Watkins. She's going to be running our revival for this month. Praise our God. Starting the 14th, going all the way from the 14th to the 18th. You don't want to miss this revival. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. In the words of a pastor friend of mine, Pastor Tyson, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. I'm telling you, God is going to do something. Hopefully, we'll be hearing from her before we go off the air. Amen. Now, listen, get ready. On Sunday night. We'll start at Sunday morning, but Sunday night, guess what? Going to be in Melbourne. Hey, we're coming there. Amen. With Pastor Anthony Maxwell and Pastor Ramonda Maxwell, my daughter. We're going to be there. Amen. New life in the city. I want you to get ready. Come over. Come cross. Come through and watch and see. Expecting what God is getting ready to do for you, you and you. I'm so excited. We want to talk about the blessings of the Lord today. Amen. And in the studio with me, I have one of the members, amen, that God has blessed us. Amen. And I was impressed in my spirit to bring us today, because we want to talk about the blessings of the Lord. And the blessings of the Lord follow everybody. Some blessings, you know, people say, well, I'm just blessed and I'm going through, but I'm blessed. You know, we look at it and we walk through faith. But I want to share something with you. I have none other in here today with me, one of the members of the church or the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, Sister Cynthia Watkins. Amen. I tell you, Sister Cynthia, we are so glad to have you here with us. Amen. In the radio broadcast on today, because God is good. I want you to come on around. Amen. Come on to the mic. Get the mic and talk to the people of God. Let them know, amen, how you're doing and what is going. Because I want to share something with you, amen, with the body of Christ. Come on, Sister Cynthia. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. God
yes.
is good.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes. And I want to share with this. We were talking about the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. I want to go to this scripture right here. And then we're going to talk about it. In the book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter. And you probably could read on up, but I want to stick out with this verse. The 22nd verse, it says, the blessings of the Lord maketh, you ain't got no other choice. Make it rich and add it no sorrow. He make it rich and add it no sorrow. So yeah. This is what I want to deal with, because you can have what you say out of your mouth. You can have what you say out of your mouth. You can have what you say in your heart. You can speak it into the atmosphere. Yeah. So what I'm dealing with today, we're talking about the blessings of the Lord. And Sister Cynthia, I want you to come and share some of the blessings of the Lord. Since you have been at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, what have happened to you? What God has blessed you with? And how, just talk about the goodness of the Lord, the blessing.
Praise God. Amen, everybody. God has just been so wonderful. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, thank you, Lord. God has just been so good. It's just so many good blessings. I don't know where to start, but this right here just blessed me, and it's blessed a lot of people. I am a member of the Power of Faith, and God has blessed me with a new car.
Yes.
I was home one morning, and I got a knock on my door, and he said he was coming for Cynthia. He wanted to speak to Cynthia Watkins. I came to the door. I said, yes, this is Cynthia. And he asked me if I wanted to use his tag. I had an older car in my driveway. He said, you want to use this tag? I said, yes, sir. And I got in the car, got the tag. We got in the car. And on the way to the dealership, he said he was from Ron Norris. Dealership out on Chain Highway 50 in Titusville. We get in the car, and he say, somebody came in the dealership 8:30 a.m. and wrote a check for over $18,000.
So you mean to tell me, oh my goodness, you know I had to jump in on this. So you mean to tell me you was home minding your business?
Yes.
On a morning at 8:30 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning, Apostle.
And you get a knock at your door.
A knock at my door.
A man from Ron Norris, the car dealership.
The dealership.
Praise
God. Amen.
Oh my God. This is sound like it's going to really bless somebody. Come on. I'm about to look up to our read. Come on and finish
praise
this
God,
testimony.
Amen. So we on our way.
Yes.
Back to the, we on our way in this car vehicle going down the road. And he said, I'm from Ron Norris. My name is Mr. Levi Owens.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, someone came in the dealership at 8:30 in the morning and said, I want to purchase a car was Cynthia Watkins.
What?
And he said he wrote a check for $18,133.33. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hey, God, glory. Thank you, Jesus. A new car. And he said the people want to remain anonymous because they want God to get the glory.
Oh, my. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Blessings of the Lord hunt you down that early in the morning. That early in the morning,
yes.
The blessings of the Lord came and hunt you down at your house, knocked on your door.
Yes, yes.
Told you to come on and go with.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. It says the blessings of the Lord make it rich. He made you rich, and it has been any sorrow behind it?
No sorrow behind, just more blessings.
Yes.
More blessings. Praise God. Amen.
So in the book of Proverbs, where we're talking the 10th chapter in the 22nd verse, I'm going to read it again. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow
yes.
with it.
Yes.
So it has. So you're saying you've been blessed and there's no struggle with the car.
Oh,
there's no struggle with it.
Come on. Come on.
There's no struggle keeping up what needs to be kept up.
Come on. Praise God. Amen.
That ain't all.
Finish. No payments. Come. No payments. Everything paid in full.
Hallelujah.
Tag paid up for 2 months.
Come on.
Full coverage.
Come on.
No payments. I get in my car and I drive with confidence. I drive with confidence. Praise God.
The
amen.
Blessings of the Lord. We talking about the blessings of the Lord this morning. It maketh you rich. Add no sorrow. Finish this testimony.
And I just thank God. I just thank God. And you know, I gotta go back a little bit. I gotta go back a little bit quickly. I gotta go back because I was looking for a car. I was looking for a car.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find a car. And I wanted a pastor to pray with me and touch an agreement on a car, but I never got a chance to. And he called me up there one Sunday. Praise God. Amen. And I never got a chance to speak to him about it. And he called me up there and he said, you can't find a car because God say he gonna give you a new one.
Mm.
Praise God. Amen. I hadn't got a chance to speak to a pastor about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you can't find a car. He said, because God is gonna give you a new one. Oh my goodness. I know I hadn't spoke to him about that. Mm-hmm. I know God spoke to him. And I almost ran out of church. Because I know I hadn't spoke to him. I hadn't got a chance to.
Yes.
And it came to pass.
Yes.
It wasn't even 90 days. It wasn't even 90 days. And I called him. Praise God. Amen. I couldn't even holler talk. It came to pass. God is faithful.
That
God is faithful. When he said he's going to do something, he's going to do it.
He's faithful because he said again, according to his word, there is no good thing that he will hold from those that walk upright before him.
Yes.
See, when you walk upright before God and you allow God to be the first in your life, you allow God to have full control of your life, there is no good thing that he will hold from you, because his word is his bond and his bond is his word towards him. You didn't use no gimmicks. You didn't use no tricks.
Nothing.
Come on. You just believe what the word of the Lord, what the Lord spoke to you. According to your faith, it happened. According to the word, the mouth of a true prophet. Yes. And y'all might nobody hear
yes.
me missing.
Yes.
Now, God did this, and these are blessings that followed you. These are blessings that God added to you, but there's no sorrow behind it.
Yes.
Come on, God is so good, people. I just wanted to share this with you today because I wanted to talk about the abundance and the blessings of God. Nothing do you know. We're serving a God that can do anything.
Anything.
If you only thing you got to do is believe. Only thing you got to do is walk in his statutes and keep his laws and his commandment, and he will do it.
Yes.
He will bring you out. He will heal you. He will set you free. All your needs will be met. Can I ask you another question? Is all your needs met?
Every need is met. Every need is met. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. I give God the glory. Every need is met. I'm bragging on God.
Yes.
I'm bragging on God.
The blessings of God.
I'm bragging on God. It's none of me and all of God.
Yes.
Every need is met. I don't have to worry about nothing.
Mm.
God got me.
God got me.
I'm telling you, I don't have to worry about nothing. God got me. He said I wasn't going to have to worry about nothing. And I don't worry about nothing. I sleep peacefully at night.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about nothing. God has been good and still good. And God has been faithful and still faithful. He will do what he say he will do.
Yes.
We just got to trust him.
You just got to trust him. You just got to believe him. Now, listen to what she said. They came. See, your blessings will overtake you. If you, your blessings will overtake you. If you do what he said according to his word. And people, we're not trying to say nothing about, you know, people that you pay your tithe and give your offering.
Yes.
He said in the book of Malachi, which people say we're in the Old Testament. He said in the book of Malachi, well, the Old and Testament still work together. You can't do without it. It's the Old Testament, but it's the beginning. And it's in the New Testament.
Yes.
Come on. He said, bring your tithe and offering into the storehouse and prove me.
Come on.
Prove me. Now, said the Lord, what I do will open up the windows. Y'all ain't going to say that to me. Open up the windows of heaven and do what? pour you out a blessing.
Yes.
Say, so you're going to have no room to receive.
Yes.
Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, we're talking about the blessings of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're not only, oh, hallelujah. He said, I'll bless you in the city. I'll bless you in the field. I'll bless you going out. And I'll bless you coming in. I can't get no help in that.
Come on.
So all the way around, you are blessed.
Yes.
When you trust in God, you are blessed. When you cast your cares upon him, you are blessed. And as you said, this was 8:30 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning. 8:30 in the morning. God had me on his mind.
God had you on his mind.
Yes, he did. He had me on his mind 8:30 in the morning.
Yes.
He didn't care where I was. The blessing was going to come follow me.
It found
no matter
you,
where I was.
And it followed you. Come on. This person was anonymous.
Anonymous.
Don't know to this day who the person was.
Don't know to this day. But I know it was God.
But it was God. You
yes.
knew it was God.
I knew it was God. Yes.
Because I remember that Sunday, I was getting ready to minister to the word of God, and I came to you. I said, listen, the reason why you cannot find no car is that because the Lord is going to bless you,
yes, you
with
did.
A brand new car.
Yes, you did, Apostle. You said that. Yes, you did. And I hadn't even talked to you. I mm-hmm. said I was going to. Because I had been searching and searching and searching and looking for a car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was looking, and I said, well, I'm going to get with you and ask you to touch and agree that God find me a
yes.
dependable car.
Yes.
And a nice car.
Yes.
And a dependable car. And I never got a chance. I even tried to get a hold of you that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't. I couldn't get a hold of you. And the man was just texting me, you want the car or not? And then when I came back in, I took the phone call. When I came back in, you called me right up there. It wasn't up but a couple minutes. And you say, you can't find a car. You say, because God going to bless you with a new one. And I jumped up and I say, hallelujah to Jesus. Because I didn't get a chance to tell you.
Yes.
And when you spoke that to me, it wasn't even 90 days.
Yes.
It wasn't even 90 days. And I got a knock on my door.
Mm-hmm.
Can I speak to Cynthia Watkins? Can you get your tag, your proof of insurance?
Yes.
Your driver license and come with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, Lord. And we got in that truck. He said, I got to tell you. I can't wait till we get there. An anonymous person walked into Ron Norris dealership on Highway 50 this morning at 8:30 a.m. and wrote a check for $18,133.33. Glory to God. Hallelujah to
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Oh, God,
Thank you
Jesus. Did it for me, God. He
yes.
did what he said he was going to
yes.
do. His word.
His word is his bond. He backed what he said into the atmosphere.
Jesus.
He backed up his word because that was a blessing. Who you know that time of morning get a knock at their door?
Yes. Yes.
This is no strings attached.
Nothing.
This is nothing. No nothing.
Nothing.
This
Praise
is
God,
the,
amen.
The hand of God. When you trust God, when you delight yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
He said,
yes.
delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
So when you set yourself to seek God, he blesses you according to your faith, mm-hmm. according to his word. This is why we said, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow.
Ain't nothing behind it. No gimmicks, no schemes. No, nothing. It ain't nothing behind it. Don't nobody come knocking on my door bothering me saying you owe me something. I bought you a car. None of that. Ain't nobody hands was in that but God.
This is what I'm talking about.
Nobody hands is in that. Can't nobody come running behind me saying you owe me this and that because I bought you that car.
Mm-hmm.
I paid for this. You owe me anything. Can't nobody say they owe me nothing.
So
Thank
no,
you, Jesus.
So,
that's God.
So nobody has come to bother you.
Ain't nobody said nothing to me.
But blessings.
But been added to it.
That's
been added to it. That's it. Blessings been added to it. I don't owe nobody nothing. I ride in confidence. I got my receipt. They gave me the receipt.
Yes.
I got my title.
Come on.
And I got it put away.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jesus, thank you, God.
Can't nobody do it like God. So hear what I'm saying out there, Cypress audience. Can't nobody do it like God. When God blesses you, come on. Because he said in his word, whom God bless, can't no man curse.
Yes.
And whom God curse, can't no man bless.
Yes.
So God's hand is in every situation
yes.
that we are going through. whether it be sickness, whether it be finance, whether it be whatever, family problems. But when God blesses you and he speak over you, can't no man, no man, I don't care who they are.
Yes.
Can't no man undo what God has done.
Yes.
So we must trust him. We must give him the glory. We must give him the honor. We must give him the praise and the thanks for what he has done and what he is going to do. I just can't get over that last part. It says, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it.
Yes.
Some people say to it. No, it says with it. There's no sorrow behind blessings.
No.
You don't have to look over your shoulder.
Come on.
You don't have to lay down in fear.
Come on.
You don't have to walk in doubt when God has blessed you and how God has blessed you and opened up doors across the board. Yes. That ain't all God had done for you.
That's not all God done for me. That's not all.
Talking about sharing testimonies of blessing today.
That's not all.
Yes.
I was also looking for a home. And I couldn't find a home. I couldn't find a home. Couldn't find a home. And I called my apostle. And I told him the house I found. He said, do you want this house? And I said, he said, well, I'm going to believe God for you. I'm going to believe God for you for this house. I applied for the house. The lady said, well, somebody already got it. I'm so sorry. Somebody already got the house. She said, I know 120% that somebody already got the house.
Yes.
She said, but if they don't get it, I'll email you Wednesday and the house will come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle, I checked my email on faith.
Yes.
I stood on faith. Yes. I said, I'm going to check my email because it's Wednesday. 5:01, the email came in and say, Miss Watkins, the house is yours. The man didn't get it.
See there?
It was for me.
It was for you.
It was for me.
It was for you because
praise
God has
God,
spoken.
Amen. Praise God,
spoken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I believe God, once he have spoken it into the atmosphere, he's the only one that can undo and change rules, policies, and regulations.
Yes.
On your behalf, on people's behalf. I believe God with you, Sister Patty Robinson. I believe God with you and for you. The need is going to be met. The need is going to be met. He is going to give it to you. By a miracle, it's going to be a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Come on. See, because it added no sorrow.
Added no sorrow.
So you're still in the house.
I'm still in the house. I'm still in the house. Still in the house. Praise God. Amen.
God is who you say he is.
Yes. Been there 3-4 years now. Still in the house.
Come on.
Still in the house. Don't have to worry about nothing.
Don't have to worry about nothing.
Because God put me there.
God did it.
He put me there.
Tell them about the job God bless you with.
The job. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you.
We're talking about blessings of the Lord.
Yes, yes. Praise God. Amen. A couple years ago, I was supposed to get a position for a part-time manager on my job. So I wasn't feeling well, and I was out for about a week or two. When I came back, she gave a position to somebody else. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I was upset. My flesh was upset. But I had to believe and trust God. I said, God, I know I'm living right.
Yes.
I said, God, I know I'm doing all I know to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said, God, I know you got to have something for me better. And I know my life was changed because I couldn't live for nobody while I wasn't saved. Not like that. I couldn't live for nobody that did me wrong. Couple months later, she came to me and gave me a full-time manager position, paid vacation time, and I run the store. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Can't nobody, like my apostle say, nobody can stop the blessings of the Lord. Can't nobody stop the blessings
of the
Lord.
Nobody.
What God got for you, he going to get it to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes. I ain't never been a manager, and I ain't ashamed to say it because I'm boasting in God.
Yes.
I'm boasting in God. Never been a manager on a job.
Yes.
But God.
But God.
But God.
Had it. He add blessings on top of blessings.
On top of blessings.
There is no sorrow in God. There is no light in God.
Yes.
There is no want in God. Come on. because he is who he say he is.
Yes.
He is a rewarder, again, to them that did seek him. He is our provider. He is a way maker.
Yes.
He is a healer. He is a leader and he's a guide.
Thank you, God.
If you only trust in him, if you only give him your heart and allow him. Now, when we talk about blessings, blessings is on condition. Some people feel, well, I'm just blessed because I'm just me. No, it ain't just you.
Come on.
Some people feel that I'm blessed because I hold, and I'm not knocking it, I hold a good status in life.
Come on.
Or they say, well, I'm blessed and highly favored. But you really don't really know what that means.
Yes.
Because if you're blessed and you got to worry about it, you blessed and you got to walk in fear.
Come on.
You blessed and yes. You got to look over your shoulder. Somewhere he didn't add that blessing to you.
Yes.
Because when God blesses you, you don't walk in fear. When God blesses you, you don't look over your shoulder. When God blesses you, you don't have what you call the jitteries or wondering, am I going to be able to maintain mm-hmm. this or am mm-hmm. I going to be? No, because what God does when he blesses you, he blesses you.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Overall.
Amen.
Some things don't be material things sometimes. It be with something else. A lot of people feel the more I hold material things in my life that I'm blessed. No, it doesn't mean that.
Yes.
Because we have life and we have health and we have strength. We're yet blessed.
Yes.
When we woke up this morning, the blood running warm in our veins, activity of violence. Oh, we got 1 minute left. Talk about the blessings of the Lord.
Yes.
Make it rich and add it no sorrow.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy tell you that God is, you're going through some things, you're not going to come out. You can't make it. Don't let the enemy fool you.
Yes.
You can come over and you can come out and you can come through. But you got to keep the faith. I got 1 minute left. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Again, starting on to Sunday morning, we'll be at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Sunday night, we will be in Melbourne, Florida, New Life in the City, Pastor Anthony Maxwell and Pastor Ramonda Maxwell. We'll be there. We'll see you in the move of God. Listen, until then, listen, what I want you to do in this hour, what? Stay blessed.
Stay blessed. Amen.
God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.